Lorenz.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for taking some time and being on the show today.
Absolutely.
So you're back, an original TV One movie. It's Black History Month. And I'm real interested to talk to you about this project. It airs tonight on TV One, Whitewater.
Yeah, Whitewater is the movie that we're talking about. Special film that really hits home in a lot of ways. It's told through a young 8-9-year-old's point of view during civil rights era.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off a best-selling book about a boy who really can't understand or wrap his mind around segregation. As simple as whites-only drinking fountain and colors for blacks.
Mm-hmm.
He can't understand the most neutral thing in the world is water, and why is a separation? Why is there a difference in the water?
How did the young boy come to this place in the movie?
He has seen his white friends drink out of this water, a fountain of whites only, something that he's been told never to do. They forbid him to do this. People have been hurt. It's against the law. There's trouble. You're in grave danger. He drinks out of the blacks only, the colored only water fountain. It's just whatever. It's just regular water. So that water must be the best water ever. We've all been told as kids not to do something.
Right.
And if your curiosity is eating you up, you're going to find a way to do something anyway, regardless of what grave danger you might be in.
Absolutely.
And so that's his whole journey of, like, he has to see what that water is.
So what about your character in this movie?
And I play his father, who is a jazz musician that is in and out of town. He travels a lot. He's a bit of a ladies' man. He's a Rolling Stone. But the thing about him, even though my character is not with the boy's mother, who's played by the talented Sharon Leal, we understand one common thing. We have to raise this boy together. We have to co-parent in a real way. My whole presence is about allowing boy to understand, don't allow being black to hinder you. Don't allow that to stop you or define you in a negative way. Define you in a positive way. You can do anything you want. And the boy taking that on is like, okay, Pop said I can do whatever I want to do.
Oh.
He didn't mean to say break the law. But again, it goes to show you how even a child can understand the absurdity of segregation or judging people by the color of their skin. And because this movie is told from a child's point of view, I jumped all over it because I have children, I have boys that are this kid's age, and it made a lot of sense for me. So, you know, when we're talking about racism and we're talking about our culture, you know, when we watch this movie together, I'll be able to do very little explaining because it's going to say all that it needs to be said in the film. But I also feel like it's going to allow us to have some real dialogue, and I want them to understand that this wasn't very long ago.
Right.
To appreciate, because sometimes, you know, with that generation gap, we take for granted all the things that the people that came before us fought for.
Absolutely.
And we need to be reminded. And I want people to watch this movie. I want audience to see it because it encourages Hollywood to embrace movies that are part of our history. We helped shape this country and this society in a way. Because of the things that we had to go through and fight for. But this is not all about the fight. There's a certain charm about this movie. There's a heartfelt thing that you feel in this movie. So it's palatable for kids. It's part of our history, and it for me just says that we really made a major, major contribution to this country and to the world.
And absolutely.
We shouldn't shy away from exploring that.
Well, Whitewater will be on TV One tonight at 8 p.m. Get your popcorn, get your drinks and everything. We'll bring the whole family over. I really appreciate you stopping by. I'm going to watch it. If I'm not home, I'm going to set my DVR.
Please.
So I want to make sure that everybody watches it. And I really appreciate you sitting down with me and talking to the people of Columbus. And I wish you the best. Can't wait to see your next project.
Thank you so much. All the love to Columbus. I truly appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lorenz.